Smitty, good morning. How are you? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, Glass. Margaret?
Good morning, Joe.
Another new week to do new things.
And, Joe, we're always happy when we see the rain come in on Sunday night.
Well, because we got popped last night in the 10 o'clock hour, didn't we?
We did. And, again, didn't get as much as we would have liked to, but the good news was it missed all of the city golf going on Saturday and Sunday. So we've got everything in the barn and ready to go. So that means match play coming up next weekend. Tell us all about how we got from point A to point B.
Well, I'll tell you, former South Panther Nick Burr is certainly no stranger around the Cascades course, and the DePaul-bound freshman was at the top of his game as he showed his moxie, grinding out a 5-under, 137 two-day qualifying score to win the medal by one shot over Bloomington North Cougar golf coach Brian Muehlhouse, who fashioned out a nifty 7-under 64 Sunday. That was the low score of the weekend. The cut was 153. For the men's open champ flight, 15 making the field there, joined by last year's city titleist Chris Williams, who was exempt from qualifying this weekend. Jackson Cowden, the former Edgewood Mustang, was third, 2-under at 140, and Jordan Wilt was 1-under at 141. Charles Combs latched onto the final spot at 153. Boy, he won a five-hole playoff from Doak Henry Jr. Combs now will face Williams when match play begins in 2 weeks, July the 9th. Seniors played 36 as well, with another Cascade veteran, Bob Hastie, showing the way, winning the medal, posting the best two-round total of anyone this past weekend, playing 7-under golf after rounds of 68 and Sunday's 4-under round of 67. Hastie was clear by 7 shots over runner-up and multiple city champion Ike Martin, who was even par for the weekend. Gary Udaly, the defending champ, he didn't need to qualify, but he did post a 2-round total of 149. He'll open defense of his title in 2 weeks against John Kaiser, who took the last spot in the seniors champ flight at 156. Super seniors field is all set after Kirby Gamm shot an even par 71 to win medalist honors on Saturday. He was 3 clear of runner-up Rick Miracle. All other 18 holes have to be posted now by Tuesday, July 5th, in the men's, women's, and juniors for the start of match play, again, July the 9th. Well, South senior Joe Weiler steps out on a course he's familiar with, the Bloomington Country Club, here over the next couple of days to hopefully latch on to one of two available spots in the USGA Junior Amateur Qualifier out at the Country Club. 55 others, by the way, included in this group, and that also includes Panther teammates, seniors Tanner Shapiro and Brett Knorr, and junior Thomas Tierney, in this little two-day qualifier to hopefully advance next month to the USGA Junior National. That's going to be down in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Well, battling a left shoulder tendonitis in all, Craig Bowden fashioned out a 5-under 67 to grab a share of the PGA Professional Championship. He was playing yesterday at Turning Stone up in upstate New York. The final 20 now will earn spots next month in the PGA Championship at Baldesrall in New Jersey. The 51-year-old Bowden, a PGA Life member. Remember, Craig played on the PGA Tour from 96 through 2012. He put together 6 birdies and a bogey, but was strong down the stretch, birding holes 12, 13, and 15. So we wish Craig the best there. USA team Olympic swimmers and the trials underway out in Omaha. We'll touch on that. Go racing as well coming up a little bit later. Don't forget, In the Zone. Dave and Glass and your phone calls at 6. Cubs Reds, first of two this week tonight on the airwaves. First pitch, Straley against Arrieta. First pitch at 7:10.
And the Reds, Joe, got off the schneid on Pete Rose weekend. A little bit late, but at least it was never. Here's the good thing about yesterday was you got a good outing from Anthony DeSclafani. Again, I believe that's 3 in a row. He's pitched really, really well. You got a good bullpen from Cingrani, so maybe they found a little something there.
Well, no walks between the two. That was very heartening.
Well, and I'll throw that back at you. On Saturday, the only player to draw a walk in the Reds lineup was Brandon Finnegan, the pitcher, Joe, so maybe a little more patience at the plate for the Big Red Machine. Finnegan gets no love. He's not a bad player, Joe. He just gets zero run support. And he only, you know, you give up three runs and pitch six innings in baseball, you should be in the game. You should you should have a chance to win, and it just seems like he never is. So, again, Reds can bounce back this week. Adam Duvall has 21 home runs. He's just cruising along there. Go to the Reds website and vote him into the All-Star game. Why not for the – is he a rookie, Jay Joe? Bruce. He's got to be a rookie, isn't he?
Jay Bruce, well, I would think so. Yeah. Jay Bruce hit his 17th yesterday. So, you know.
There's some bright spots.
It's just interesting, you know, here are the Cubs. They suffered through all at a 1-for-6 week. But just to show you, despite just one win in a week, they still have a 9-game lead over St. Louis in the Central.
That's exactly right. Tough to do there. Copa America.
Chile. I watched that last night.
Very good. The game had the steam taken out of it in about the 28th minute. When Chile's defender, I believe it was Diaz, got his second yellow card. About 12 minutes later, Marcos Rojo was sent off for Argentina. Yeah. So that at least leveled some things out. Grandstand finish there at the end. How about the save from Claudio Bravo tipping it over the bar on that header right before penalty kicks? It looked like it was destined for the top corner.
Man, I don't know how tall he is, but he showed his verticality, and it popped that one with that right hand right over the
unbelievable
goal
save. And
I think he put that in the stands. He hit it so hard.
And knocked it off the bar and over, and that was huge. You had two big chances right there at the end. Neither one could take. Lionel Messi misses a penalty, but Chile does not. Well, at least their big players didn't. Vidal missed the first one. Messi missed the second one. And then, again, big save at the end from Bravo. Claudio Bravo. Good job, Claudio. Chile, back-to-back. Copa America winners. They won on their home soil last year and now on the USA, beating Argentina in penalties both times. There were reports last night, Joe, that Leo Messi was retiring from international football after this. I think he might
be. Well, he sat on the bench and thought about it, obviously, because he was in a his own right there, very disappointed, obviously. You know, Bryce made again.
Hey, it's score.
Well, yeah.
0-0 game, score
one.
Was
that the first time ever he had missed a PK?
I don't know. I don't remember. But he's an awfully good player. But when you don't win these kind of trophies, your luster kind of gets a little, the shine gets off it. All right, we'll talk some more golf at 8:45, a big story on the PGA Tour, a great story on the PGA
Billy
Tour.
Billy Hurley III.
That served our country, Joe, in active duty. And now is a winner on the PGA Tour. Really cool. And a sad story with the PGA Tour. The flooding in Greenbrier has led to the cancellation of that event. That just shows you how severe and how troubled that part of the country is right now. So we'll take care of that. Plus, you'll get me up to date. I turned on the news last night, and there's more Olympic divers going on. There's Jessica Parrado flying off a 10-meter platform. I thought this was all done last week, but thankfully you've got the wheel on this one.
No, it was a week-long event, but it wrapped up Saturday night, and Jess and
more events, Hickson, right?
Jess and Michael Hickson, earned doubles. They got double duty now coming up in the Rio.
Great, more chances to medal. That's awesome for the for the Hoosiers. All right, Joe, great job as always.
All righty,
caught up at 8:45.
Be here.
8:47 at WGCL. Time for Joe Smith live on a Monday morning. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
I couldn't be any better. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
And here we are on a Monday morning, and we think, well, it's the middle of June. There's not much going on, is there? Well, that's not. It's the end of June, and there is plenty going on, especially as we get ready for the road to Rio. And as we talked about on Friday, Joe, Indiana University, a very proud history of sending athletes to the summer games, and this summer is no different. We've got swimming and diving to take care of, plus a little golf, plus a little racing. Take us away on a Monday morning.
Well, the scenery shifts from Indianapolis out to Omaha this week for Hoosier hopefuls entered in the U.S. Olympic swimming trials, which got underway yesterday and last night in Omaha, but backpedaling a bit to last Saturday at the IU Natatorium. Divers Jessica Parrado and Michael Hickson added one more event to their plates when the Rio Games began in August. Both Jess and Michael clinched team USA berths and synchronized competition, as you know, with victories earlier in the week last week. Parrado added the 10-meter platform to her individual resume, clinching her spot and winning even before taking her final dive on Saturday night. Hickson qualified for his second event, placing second overall in the 3-meter springboard. The Hoosier duo, the fifth and sixth divers in IU program history, to qualify for two events in one Olympic Games setting, and the first to do so now in 32 years. Meanwhile, we'll be looking later tonight at Hoosier alum Cody Miller. He qualified second overall for tonight's final in the 100 breaststroke after a pair of personal best in the prelims and semis last night in Omaha. Miller saved his best for last, a PR, finished second in the semis with a time of 59.09. That's the fourth fastest time in the world and the fourth fastest American in the event in history. Also in the 100 breaststroke, former South two-time state champion Ian Finnerty placed 11th overall with a pair of PRs, 1 minute flat, 96 hundred seconds, but the Big Ten champ's time wasn't good enough to move forward. He finished 6th in the semis. The 400 freestyle was contested. IU postgrad Zane Gruffy, who is an Auburn All-American, he was 4th with a PR of 3:45.6. That was the 11th fastest time in the world, but the Auburn All-American and IU postgrad finished 2 seconds short of a Rio berth in the event. Former Cougar State titleist Max Irwin was 51st in the 400 free. We have 8 more events tonight, including that headliner with Cody Miller, men's and women's combined, and the finals will be shown live on NBC starting at 8 o'clock tonight. Well, that 3-year, 84-race win drought over for Tony Stewart. He won the Toyota Save Mart 450 road race out in Sonoma, California on Sunday in Sprint Cup action, turning away Denny Hamlin and one of my favorite drivers, Joey Logano. IndyCar ran the road race too up at Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin. The Road America will power started on the pole and beat Tony Kanaan and Graham Rahal to the checkered flag. Repeating from earlier today, City Golf qualifying medalists. Congrats out to Nick Burris, Bob Hastie, and Kirby Gamm. Men's Open, seniors and super seniors respectively. Match play for the fellas and all of the guys and gals entered in the city tournament begins in a couple of weeks, July the 9th. Craig Bowden shot a 5-under-67 to grab the first-round share of the PGA Professional Championship. He's playing up in Verona, New York at Turning Stone, a real tough course up there. Craig trying to become one of the top 20 find himself in next month's PGA Championship at Baldestroll over in New Jersey. So we wish Craig the very best the rest of the way out. In the zone, David Glass and your phone calls tonight at 6 and the first of 2 this week with the Cubs, the Reds, Great American Ballpark, the venue, tonight's first pitch at 7:10.
Reds get a winner yesterday, Joe. Good stuff from Anthony DeSclafani and Tony Cingrani, the brothers, hanging out there. Yeah. Making sure that the Padres' bats were quiet, so that's the good news. They're the Red Legs trying to take care of the wounded Cubbies, Joe. They limp in, but like you said, they still have a big lead, but they do not have the best. They don't have the most wins in baseball anymore. That is the Texas Rangers by one.
You're going to get passed somewhere along the line when you finish 1-6 in a work week, but they still have the 9-game spread over St. Louis in the Central.
They sure do. Great story in the PGA Tour yesterday.
Oh, it was.
As naval veteran Billy Hurley III, 34 years old, wins on tour for the first time in his career. It's his best finish, obviously. Never had even a podium finish, Joe. T4 was the best at Greenbrier and at Congressional over the last couple of years. But a guy that, again, went to the U.S. Naval Academy, lives in Annapolis. The tournament was in Congressional in Washington, D.C. Grew up in Leesburg, Virginia, right down the road. Served for, 5 years?
5 years, yeah.
Driving destroyers through the Suez Canal and doing all that stuff, serving our country, and then winning a PGA golf tournament. That's a pretty full life at age 34.
Started the week, 607th in the world, and, he's chopped that all the way down to 190.
169. I'm looking at it right now. I just brought it up. I wanted to see what it would be.
Wow.
He's gotten married in the last couple of years. Yeah. Sadly, his father claimed his own life about 10 months ago. He also has a couple of children, an adopted child from Ethiopia. It's just a story that's almost greater than golf, but the story is told once the golf is great. And three cheers to Billy Hurley III this morning.
Obviously we've had a lot of golf played and a lot of different winners, but certainly the shot of the year to date was that birdie that he holed out on 15, which really really was the difference maker in winning and losing for Billy Hurley the third yesterday. That was a beautiful shot.
A par would have given him, would have been tied for the lead. Instead, he makes the 35-yard chip and gives him a 2-shot lead. Not bad to back that up with the 27-footer down the hill on the next for another birdie.
Kept it out of the sand, birdie a 27-footer just for good measure.
Exactly
that, and
right.
That sealed it.
That put a cap on it, and a great story off the course makes for a great story even on the course. So fantastic for Billy Hurley the third there, and just goes to show, Joe, you can do a little service for your country and still be very successful in your profession, especially at the level he's playing at.
That's, well, now he has things mapped out. He's
in the British Open.
He's good to go through 2018 on the tour, and
Masters next year.
He can pick and choose. He can map out his schedule and. You know, it's just like you said, when you win like that, and setting. Tigers tournament in Congressional. How much better does it get?
He didn't look mentally frazzled one bit, did he?
No, he didn't.
All right, good stuff as always, my friend. We'll see you tomorrow night at Yogi's, and hear you tomorrow morning.
All righty, sounds good. See you. Margaret, have a great week.
You too, sweetheart.
Joe Smith, 7:45 and 8:45 Monday mornings.